This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, it's Wednesday again, and that means it's time for another fabulous episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. And have we got a show for you?
Who let the dogs out? Woo-hoo!
Is that about like 10 years ago?
Why are you singing that song?
Serene's unplugged. Did you just hear that?
Why are you letting the dogs out?
No, I know that that's old, but I felt the release, and this is the...
Oh, yes.
The potty where we release many things like in the shower.
The cat out of the bag.
Oh, I see that.
Oh, she's going back.
Yeah.
I felt the release. I felt a new release from all the cheerleading. I felt a new release to, not that I read social media, but Pearl came over and told me that.
I said, listen, half the
people hated us, but half the people loved us.
No, wrong.
So.
Okay. She is referring to the podcast recently. See, I don't know when we're recording this podcast right now. I don't know when it's going to play.
Yeah, but we're lying. It's not Wednesday.
Of a recent podcast, Serena's referring to when we ended the show, Danny, and I haven't told you this, with Serena announcing that she loves to pee in the shower and that
hey,
it's good.
I didn't announce it. I think it came very analytically, scientifically after something Danny said that it all had purpose. I just
okay,
know that
Danny.
It
was purpose.
It might have been the scripture thrown in there. You know, it, yeah. Even though I'd have been very spiritual.
It was in the book of
Danny
hesitations.
Danny was also a shower peer. We found out that John and Leslie are shower peers. I held my ground and said, only when pregnant and when you're desperate, please.
She lies.
Okay, so that, of all the
a things. A part-time shower peer,
you don't know when you pee because
you haven't been pregnant for 14 years.
Hold on, so we got criticism?
No, I'm telling you about it. Yes, a little bit. I would like, Serene just came on here and she exaggerated. So what happened was that podcast... You know, I announced the podcast on Facebook like I usually do and said, hey, we answer your hard questions here. Can you eat too much meat?
By the way, is this my water? Like I'm a special person that comes and talks and gets a water. Is that my water?
Yeah, that's your water.
Thanks.
It's actually for somebody else.
For some important
It's yours, Serene.
But
it's yours.
It's mine now.
Anyway, this is not the topic of today's podcast, but I'm going to say it. Okay, so then I announced the podcast just generally and I didn't mention the ping because I hoped it would fly under the radar. Because I didn't want to get in trouble with our admins who work so hard on our Trim Healthy group and who take off-topic stuff away. Because off-topic...
A lot of those admins are already cleaning up pee all day long. They have children and diapers still and they're doing this on their spare time.
I know. So I was trying to be kind to the admins, but no. Of all the topics of that podcast, pee. Everyone wanted to talk to the pee. I didn't know other people were peers. And then like hashtag normalize peeing. And it was like, it just went huge. Every second post was about peeing and others were like, that's gross. You really pee? You pee, you guys? And it was like, yeah, come on, pee. No one talking about it. We all pee. And then other people were like, oh, that's disgusting. Mostly,
I do think it's disgusting if you have a plastic shower liner. You have to have all tile and glass. I feel like it's easy for
back
the water
when I
to
peed
slide
when
it.
I was pregnant, it was plastic.
Like, yeah, that's probably why you're not a peer. So I feel like we can only normalize pee if you have tile and glass only. I think it's easy to clean, easy for the shower water to cleanse.
Yeah, I love how people complained about us talking about pee and we're going to drive it in deeper.
I know.
This week.
But there weren't too many complaints, Danny. There were a few.
Most
people were being liberated.
Well, that's why I was letting the dogs out.
Most people were being kind. I was apologizing to our admins, though, and admins were very patient, kind. They just let it all go. They let everyone talk about
pee. Unintended.
But listen, I am a little bit behind, but not that behind. I did hear Let the Dogs Out about last year, and I thought it was the new Achy Breaky.
Serena only just heard Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I skate danced to that back in 89.
I still thought Billy
anyway,
Ray
Cyrus.
Anyway,
there is a big announcement coming, people, but I have to eat my salad. Here's another thing we heard.
No, you can't eat your salad now.
Okay, someone said,
I'm sorry.
Someone didn't like the normalized peeing, and they also said, and I love you whoever said this, because she's a nice lady. Not everyone is
well,
like.
She's probably just too nice. The Queen's English nice.
She said, and also, I wish that they'd listen to their potties back, because you can hear them eating, and it grosses me out, and I have to turn it off.
It grosses her out?
Yeah.
What is she, would she not eat? Does she just depository it?
No, well, you see, we're talking on these mics.
Which is gross.
And there's a lot of chomping going on, obviously.
But we don't eat that much, do we?
Mainly Solly chomping on the nin.
It's mostly Serene, and you know what?
Yeah.
So all I was going to say was now whenever I want to eat, because this is lunchtime when we record, right?
That's the problem. And it all comes back to me. Everyone's like, Serene, choose the time because you've got all the little children and all the homeschooling.
You picked lunch,
you know,
yeah.
So like when is a good time? So I picked a nap time for my craziest toddler.
12.
And that's 12 o'clock. So we're always, It's either starve and have no blood sugar so that we can't talk to you, or let us eat and
talk to
you.
It's either no potty or eat. Choose, people.
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want?
Anyway, listen, I bring love to everyone today because I understand.
And I have to tell you, most of my lunches,
chomping is gross,
are smoothies that I'm like swallowing down on like a boring straw because I don't have time to chew and talk.
That means Danny and I are the chewers, because that's true. Serene usually has a yuck yum smoothie and Danny and I are chomping.
And I'm always hungry.
Chocolate.
It's the Danny that is the chomper because he's got the crackers.
Okay, he has his mouthful right now.
It made me hungry just talking about it.
Okay, you guys, everyone listening, you can now tell if the chomping you usually hear is Danny or me. Now chomp, Danny.
He moved his mic.
Chomp! I want to know who's the most culprate for the gross.
I chew with my mouth closed.
Chew it.
I'm doing it.
I don't hear it.
I know.
Oh, it's because I have salad. Because
it's you.
Okay, now I will chew my salad and you can tell.
Look at what we're doing. Me. This is what happens when you complain about our podcast. We drive it in. We drive it home. Don't listen then.
Okay, here's my
chewing. Turn it off.
Here's my chewing.
They're all trying to eat so much more daintily.
Yeah, we're putting on an eat show now.
Really? You're just so...
Normally we're like... and so I lost like 2 pounds and it was like, go away.
Oh my goodness. We are supposed to bring something of value, but I don't know if we're going to yet because really what we're going
to do
is
we were going to
something.
Discuss. I was meant to come early today to discuss whether we were going to talk of value today on this podcast.
And we didn't get to
Leslie
that.
Belled me when we got in the door and we didn't get to. So now it's Leslie, our co-producer. She has a little bell with a smiley face on it and she helps to control the rabbit trails.
Oh yeah, you guys don't know stuff behind the scenes, what goes on here. Like bell, do you hear that? She bells us so that we can even start recording for this potty because when we come in here, we are just wanting to let loose.
Well, you know, Danny, our brother.
Danny, my brother.
We get to see him one time a week or
all
twice
right,
a week.
People, we have an announcement. Now, usually on our podcast, we stick to topic, do we not? Are we not good at sticking to topic? Do we not bring the meat?
The carne is present.
We bring the carne.
The carne is present, but I don't think we stick. I think that we have a lot of wonderful appetizers, and we're like one of those people that likes to slurp
meal.
On juice in between the chew of the
okay,
steak.
Okay, so we try to bring meat and we try to stick to topic, but it's very hard for us. Do you know how much we want to go on rabbit trails?
Yes. Have you considered our fondue?
Yeah. So this whole podcast
right now. All I want
right
to do right now is to talk
trail.
About Danny's outfit. I'm holding back.
So people, some of you may know, we actually have been doing a radio show for a while called The Un Show, and we sort of had a blast because all of it is basically rabbit trails, but we bring good stuff too. We bring, I wouldn't call it meat.
Well, we bring foundational.
Knowledge.
We bring tips about health, but we bring foundational goodness back to the world, like marriage is good,
but
family is good.
Yeah. So here's the deal,
positivity
though.
Positivity is good. God is
this,
good.
It's hard though because there's too much music in between our Un Show, and really we want to hear more
and
of ourselves
and
less music.
I don't even know who's going to be singing, right? So it could be like Mick Jagger. I don't know.
It was AC Mick Jagger's, not on AC.
Or always Biebs.
Hey, speaking of rabbit trail, I've got all the extracts in my backpack and I'm about to flavor my green tea. Do you have a recommendation?
Yeah, I do maple.
Maple, that's where I was
Can
going.
Can I please get back on track?
Go.
Anyway, all I'm saying is we will continue to be on some radio. You'll hear us more on Christian radio and all stuff like that. But we are bringing The Un Show as a whole nother podcast.
Because guess why we still felt like we had one of those things around our neck. Have you gone to a movie lately and you've seen a preview for that movie about pets? What is it called again?
Secret Life of Pets.
Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah,
and they
two.
Had those little neck restraints.
Yeah.
We still felt like we were terribly restrained.
Like the dog with the collar that spreads out.
Yes.
The cone of shame.
That was us on the radio show because we're interrupted by Biebs every 2 minutes.
And by Biebs, we do mean Justin Bieber, who Leslie used to work for. Am I allowed to say that, Leslie? Or is
we
that
the story?
All that to say, this is a huge announcement. You are learning it here. We have a new podcast. It's called The Serene and Pearl Un Show. Of course, Danny's going to be there. And it comes out on Saturdays. And really, it's lighthearted. It's about you not being uptight. It's about you laughing, smiling, and learning.
And we let the dogs out. Danny does more barking.
Yeah. We don't, we bring, each time we bring a lot of fun stuff, interesting stuff, like you want to talk about, perhaps like, do we really pee in the shower? Things like that and more important stuff.
Yeah, please.
All starting with the letter P.
All the important things are escaping us at this moment.
We don't know what they are, but we always bring.
We talk about nothing, people.
We're going to bring three things of meat each.
A what if you could. A how to stay married and a trim healthy tip, correcto?
So those will always be in there. So if you think, man, they're talking about just nothing, we are going to bring three things of substance each
but
time.
But I want
for
to
2 minutes.
Tell you something. The best thing in the world to do is laugh.
It heals you.
The joy of the Lord is your strength, right? I reckon God's the funniest out of all people.
The people who laugh the most are the healthiest people in the world. And so.
Do you know what I'm about to do? Tell that story I've told every time on this podcast. It's like. You get those old men and they're like, Sonny, do you remember that time? And he goes and tells the same story and he said it a million trillion times. Remember that story, Pearl, that Mum told us growing up about the guy who had cancer and he had 3 weeks to live and he decided he would make it the three best weeks of his life and he got just a bucket list load of comedy movies and he laughed himself well. I know you've heard that many times from me, but
I know meeting.
11 minutes,
hey,
10
when God
seconds.
Shared anything of value... It was around a meal table, and he probably was chewing too. Jesus.
Jesus
is hard for me to differentiate, but yeah, Jesus.
And there's a very clear differentiation.
Well, he's the son. Yes.
I'm kidding.
But he's God.
No, I'm just go.
And if you're a Jehovah's Witness, I love you, and I will invite you in for sourdough bread and green tea with maple extract. But I'll clearly tell you that Jesus is God, but I'll still love you.
Oh, don't annihilate their Jehovah Witnesses too. You annihilated the non the
I didn't annihilate them. I just told them and invite them in for toast and tea.
Oh, okay,
I'm English. You can't get more of a love ground than toast and tea.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl. And who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, so on Saturday mornings in your inbox, you are going to have a show called this. Is it this the Serena Pearl Un show, right? It's actually rocking.
It's your show.
Yeah. We wanted it to be called Danny was voting for the Un show.
Just it is. It's called the Un show
with no Serena
un-starring
Pearl.
Starring Danny, Pearl, and wonderful.
And why do we call it the Un show? Because it's pretty
unpretentious,
much
unprofessional. It makes you untight.
Yeah.
It's unpredictable. I have to give credence to Leslie, who said that.
It all started because we realized that we're very much not a coached, polished, you know, commercial, you know, old school radio show.
Do you realize, people, that we had a coach? We won't mention names.
No.
And if he's listening, he was amazing. He was a good coach.
No, he's
Let
awesome.
Me tell you, he was the best.
And by the way, I still want him here, but go ahead.
But sorry, coach, just to let you know, if you're still listening, coach, we have disobeyed every rule, but that's not because you're not good. You're great. But we were the rebels, right? We have a picture of you on our wall and we salute it from time to time.
The people
that
don't want us to munch on the microphones probably would want us to do
we
what
we spent
the coach
three
said.
Weeks trying to work out our personalities, who Danny was, the essence.
Okay,
of
he had us write
I
down
was.
Right before before we actually started the radio show that we're doing called The Un Show. We changed it to The Un Show. First, it was just called The Serene and Pearl Show. Black, how narcissistic. Ugh.
Spew bomb.
Anyway, he had us, because this coach. Bless his socks.
She just turned to salute.
I just turned to salute him.
It's not
on the
an
wall.
Actual portrait. We drew it. Cartoon.
He's probably listening.
It says LA approved with a hashtag underneath.
He had, this is me. No, but he's doing his job. He's a kind person.
He makes good, he makes professional shows, but we just didn't want to
I
be
can't tell you
that's
the
all.
The famous people he has coached, they're all doing better than us probably. Who was it?
They're the millionaires.
Ryan Seacrest.
He's a Ryan Seacrest
coach.
You're
that?
Getting closer and closer to just saying his name and address.
I want to honor him as somebody who brings people to the Olympics of radio.
This has to be edited out, John.
No, it doesn't.
This is about the Un show, Dan.
I'm going to tell you what the exercise was we had to do to learn to be good show hosts. We had to all write down a piece of paper, like
I'm sweating.
The personality traits of the other people the other co-show hosts so that they could be
hosts?
Like, Danny could be the, like, the whipping boy. He's a little whipping boy. Pearl could be the pearls of wisdom. She's always sort of wise. And Serene could be just the ranter, you know?
The bohemian mad ranter.
And we hated all this. Like, don't put me in a box.
But let's be honest, he kind of nailed it. He kind of nailed it, right?
Yeah, but Dan brings the meat from time to time. And I'm known to drop her through a few, like, capital P's.
You know what? Wisdom. For the first time, you know what? This is so funny because we rebelled against it. We didn't want to do it. This is ridiculous. I'm like, I don't want to be the wise one all the time, but you know what? I am, right?
You're the wise one all the time. It's uncanny how accurate he was.
Hey, talking about our extracts, though, I can't stop talking about it. Can you smell that maple from here, people? That's wafting out of his green tea. Yeah. Oh, it's good.
Anyway, did we have, and this is not the way producer John wanted us to announce
the
show.
Oh, we also had to be, we were trained to talk about political events
current.
Of the time. Current events.
Current events. Not
but
always
that
political.
Didn't work out with me because the world could be coming to an end.
She wouldn't know.
I do find out on Sunday, though.
You find out, Serene finds out all her news from the prayer chain at church.
It's the best way.
Who needs Facebook? Hey, John did
slap
not
a prayer on as soon as you hear it. It's the best way.
Talking about disobeying John, producer John did not want us to announce the unshow like this.
Oh.
We are in rebellion of John. He came in and said, guys, when you announce the unshow today, I want you to basically do it like this. I want you to say that we're sort of not focusing on radio anymore. Say that we're more focusing on podcasting. It's all in the bent, girls.
We don't want people to think
that you're failures
that
and
we're
losers.
Dissing radio or all that. You
John,
know,
the exact opposite
out there
of
in
what
the
you wanted.
World.
Literally. So, in fact, it's your fault.
Well, you see, John.
Because you should know by now that,
producer
that
John
you
here.
Come in and you should have told them to just trash the radio. And then they would have been done what you wanted.
How do you know that this wasn't the method to my madness all along? Anyone that's ever tried to work with Pearl in particular knows.
Dragon Lady is her name.
That, you know, yeah, things are going to go the way the girls want it to go. We can make suggestions, but they're going to go the way they
so
feel. They follow their heart.
That's what my husband said today.
And their bladders.
Because he showed me his business card, right?
Yeah,
and normally it said Trim Healthy Mama on it.
Yeah.
And now it says CMS, you know, because it's the manufacturing centers that we're working
Does
on.
Does it say woman-owned?
And then it says, you know, Dream Development, blah, 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 which he had on his card for THM. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I love this. It looks so masculine. There's no big blue butterfly on it. I'm like, I'm so proud of you. This is so awesome. And he's like, yeah, now my wife gets to be my client, right? Because beforehand we were all working together. You know, we're all owners of the business and everything. But now CMS is separate, right?
I don't know how that relates.
Well, it relates because he's like, now beforehand we – because he's like, because you guys – listen, he said to my children, do you know that your Auntie Pearl, you see, your Auntie Pearl and your
back
mother
to good.
Are my hardest clients.
Oh,
and
I
beforehand,
see.
You know, this way maybe I could fire them. But beforehand, it was them that would have to fire me.
Okay, but can I just say something about that?
And my point was Pearl's the dragon lady. And he's like, if Pearl wants 3 grams of carbs in the bar and nothing above, she's going to have it. And there's going to be hell to pay. The dragon will appear.
Hey, you know, we were at executive meeting yesterday.
She's moving straight on. Just straight on.
I didn't think it brought
value.
It was
funny, right? It was funny that we were his worst clients. That's what he said. He explained it to my family.
And by the end of this podcast, I'm determined to bring some value. I've got a really bunch of good meat.
All of a sudden, she wants to bring value, but the thing I'm saying is a very strong, wonderful value.
I think you'd have to know the way our businesses are set up to find that either funny or interesting.
It's hilarious. Hey, children, your Auntie Pearl and your mother are my worst clients. That's hilarious.
John wants.
Serena, if it makes you feel better, I agree with Sam. You
yeah. I'm John's hardest client.
You guys are the worst client.
And he loves the fact that he could fire us now. You see, because he
no, but you see, that's all wrong. I found this out. He can't fire us. Okay, guess what? If you were in the executive meeting, Serene,
what?
Danny's sitting like here, like why am I here? Okay, but if you were in the executive meeting yesterday, Serene,
what?
Which I go to represent us both, but you don't.
Yeah,
okay.
But I'm changing the poo-poos. You could come and help me.
Okay. So anyway, we're all there. John was there, and. Okay, so all of you know we're about to go live with our manufacturing building. I mean, it's basically ready to go, and it's been a long drag, but we're so proud of it, and we're manufacturing all our products in there. So
the
we
beginning
were talking
being one of the most amazing products.
Yeah.
The potpourri, you know.
What?
We're already manufacturing our wonderful feminine balance in there. It's so fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but
I said potpourri because it smells so gorgeous.
Oh,
I love
I'm
the
like,
earthy
I'm
smell.
Like, explain. Show your work.
Well, the sheriffs can smell it, but it's all above board. It's industrial hemp, but the sheriffs can smell
the
potpourri.
They smell. They came to our building from the smell. It's beautiful smell.
Oh, it
That's
smells so
amazing,
clean and
but it
earthy
smells
and
like
green.
Ripe herbs blowing out of the
it
factory.
It is industrial hemp, which has just as much of a smell as
and we're making
cousin
isolate
marijuana.
In our building. Come and visit.
Come.
You will leave with a clear head. You will.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway,
hey, I took my baby in there yesterday. It's all above board.
All that to say. Oh, yes. So I was in the executive meeting yesterday and they were talking about let's do a ribbon cutting. Okay. Let's get the governor of Tennessee out there because this is a big deal. This is a woman-owned company. And I said, well, who are the women that own it? I was like, because I just thought, you know, your husband Sam's been doing it and, you know, everyone else been working on it. We just go up there and see it now. And then they said, Serena, you own the building. You own the companies. You own CMS. And I'm like, what?
I haven't even, Serena,
I haven't even
when,
used the toilet. When Sam says you're his there. Client, you
That's
actually
big.
Own CMS.
Hey, he's my boss, my man. He's my boss, man.
So anyway, if he tries to tell me you're the hardest client,
he was
Sam,
having
I'll be
fun.
Like,
it was all no, good. Come God. On, bring the peas.
Well, I've peas. Got a movie to catch, so I'm going to see How to Train a Dragon Part 3.
Oh, I already suffered through that
Did
on
you
Sunday for the sake of my family.
That's what I'm doing. This
Pulled
this,
one for the team.
Yeah, pulling it for the team this afternoon.
It shows you that all things are possible through Christ who strengthens me.
The movie
Because
does.
I can't imagine anything more. Because normally if my children are watching a little family movie, I'll bring a book with me and with a little flashlight to the corner of the living room because they like all the lights off. And I'm reading, but I'm cuddling under the blanket.
Yeah.
But, you know, no one will
Sitting
want
through a, movie,
a flashlight or an iPhone, you know, on while I'm trying to read. So I suffered through it for them. But I asked the Lord for strength and I quite enjoyed it. Slightly.
You loved Winnie the Pooh, though. You really loved
that.
We went to see that together.
For me.
And then there was a recent one. Oh, Mary Poppins that you said
you
enjoyed.
Yeah, that was childhood for me too. But ain't no trying to train a dragon in my 70s childhood.
Okay, I have a dragon in my childhood.
What's Puff
the Magic? The Magic Dragon.
Don't say that. We do a hemp. It's too relating.
Okay,
can I tell
now
you about
I want to bring
dragon?
The meat. Okay, tell us about your dragon, then I'll bring the meat.
Do you know a dragon named Falcor?
No. Is he an anime?
Oh, you wouldn't have been allowed to watch this one. It's the Neverending Story.
Yes,
oh,
I
no,
watched. Yes, I did.
Oh, you could watch
and
it.
And I allowed my children to watch that.
It's
just
a
joking.
Beautiful film, but it's very sad in many
I
ways.
I know.
But it's.
I love that movie.
I had dreams as a child that I was riding on Falcor.
Did
and
you?
I would lose him, and I would scream, aww, just like in the movie, Falcor, in my dream.
Aww, little dent.
It was
and
so
I
want to
go and put a blankie around
Well, I had father
you.
Issues.
Your hoshy hot water bottle and give you a bicky.
Thanks, Serene.
Okay, Leslie just said we didn't announce the unshow properly.
No, I think we did. Actually, I think we did.
She's worried about the announcement.
Actually, let me tell you. Let me announce the unshow saying it this way. The unshow has more to give than what you've just been listening
yeah,
to.
Yeah, so what we did was right out of the gate, we wanted to give you the worst possible example of the unshow. From this point forward, people, it's going to be nothing but content. Yeah. What was it? The three again we're going to bring you every week.
What if you could? What if you could? A how to stay married and a trim healthy tip.
Okay, now we have exactly about 10, 15 minutes to go and I feel I should bring some meat. I haven't even told you about it, Serene,
is
but
there
I woke
meat on
up
your
with
salad?
Something. No, the salad is meatless. My protein is a... I love that you said, where's your protein, Leslie? You didn't hear in the background, but our Leslie pops here. She just asked me, where's my protein? Because I'm eating a salad and it's got berries, goat cheese, and my little spicy nuts on it.
And you probably have a collagen drink. So between the spicy nuts, goat's cheese, and the collagen...
Goat cheese set. Had a little protein and I have collagen in me coffee loves. Okay.
And then a bit of the nuts. You know, it all adds up in the end.
The bit of the nuts in it. I've got probably 18 grams. I'm good.
Yeah, and sometimes an 18, sometimes a 30, sometimes a 12. You just
sometimes
never know.
A 40.
Let's let a little bit. Sometimes a 65. You know, you go out to dinner, you have a steak.
I know.
And then you come home and you have, I don't know, some cottage berry whip 3 hours later.
I know. Hey.
Not 3 hours later, 3 minutes later.
Bring the meat. Leslie's really telling me to bring the meat, but John wants to say something first.
Let's jump on Danny's mic while he's detoxing.
Well, don't
elsewhere.
Sniff it too deep because he left for the reason.
Hey, real quick, before you get to the meat, this whole Unshow podcast.
Yes.
It's going to be a Saturday morning thing.
Hmm.
Saturday morning. We're going to release it on Saturday mornings.
But you could watch, you could listen anytime.
Now, yeah, obviously you can listen to it, but it's intended, Pearl mentioned this earlier, it's intended to be lighthearted conversation. I think Serene nailed it. It's like old radio. It's like what radio used to be. Conversation and fun talk and nothing too serious. And it's just, you're just supposed to smile. Yeah. So it should be a nice, it should be a nice addition to the existing potty. Yeah, these tend to be, these tend to go deep sometimes. Yes. Today, not a good example, but
no,
but,
not.
But yeah, but the Unshow, it's fun. And we're looking forward
thank
to
thank you for clearing
this,
it all up and doing a proper introduction. Because
when you
obviously
know when the
we weren't.
Producer needs to come to the mic.
Coming, coming
we're
soon.
We're failing.
He's to trying a to be Saturday a fixer. Morning near you.
He fixed it.
Get on your mate.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, here's my meat. I was getting up this morning. No, yes, I was. I was getting up.
First of all, can I just say something before you bring the meat? Last rabbit trail, talking about rabbits because of your salad and the meatless salad. But I want to talk to you about that for 1 second. Don't forget about salads, people. It's so easy for me to forget about salads because I, as a nursing woman, I tend to just want to jump into the bready, nutty, cheesy. Mm. But my lunch or dinner or snack is over in, it feels like 3 minutes because there's nothing really to chew.
Mm-hmm.
Salads so bring true. An hour of enjoyment. And I've been
almost,
watching Pearl.
Yes.
I've been here for at least an hour. Before we talked to you, we were talking to each other.
And I was still eating.
Before the bell rang. I just feel like, remember just to, it allows you to enjoy food for a long time.
It lengthens the enjoyment. And I love to enjoy food for lengthy times.
Me too. Mm. I miss it when it's
my
gone.
Husband and boys just wolf it down in 2 minutes flat. And then it's done. The sadness engulfs me.
If I didn't have to eat, I wouldn't.
Ugh. If you didn't have to eat, I'd lie.
No, I wouldn't do it. In fact, every time, it's
an
inconvenience.
But I've seen you enjoy stuff.
I enjoy food, don't get me wrong. Especially now that I've fixed a lot of my gut issues, I'm actually able to eat.
Okay, why if you didn't eat? It's just like, I didn't really want that in the podcast today. Why do you say that?
I'm sorry.
Oh,
because
so
I don't
weird.
Understand it.
Okay, can we just get past that? Why did you say that? Now I have to go into it and fix it.
Fix it, Pearl.
Okay, why? If I didn't have to eat, I wouldn't. Why?
Because
God gave you taste buds and a mouth and teeth.
And a colon.
And a colon. And other places connected. And he gave you all kinds of food variety. You dissed God. You didn't diss us. You dissed God.
No, I'm just always on my projects. You know what I mean? I'm always off to do something.
Food can be a project.
And I have to stop
Danny.
And make food.
Oh, it's a stopping.
Yeah, it's not the food.
Okay, well, actually, I'm so glad you
I
brought it up.
I love food.
Danny, this
I hate
is
stopping.
Great. Yay, thank
we have
you.
A manufacturing center now to make all your food, Danny.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you for bringing that because now it fits in with what I was going to say anyway.
Yeah, anytime, Pearl.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got up this morning and I was doing things on my usual routine, and then I realized because the final thing I did was make my bed. Now, you know, you've heard me talk about I'm a bed maker for a long time now because I didn't used to be all the married years of my life. In fact, even before I was married, my mom had to force me to make my bed. So just in the last year, I've become a bed maker.
Your bed?
Don't fall asleep,
your
Danny.
Bed.
There's a point.
Your bed.
My
no,
bed.
Just keep
bed.
My head back.
My husband's in my bed.
No, before you were married, you said your mum had to force you to make your bed.
Yeah, we slept together, Serene and I. Our
yes,
bed.
Our bed.
Okay. So first of all, on my way to the potty cabin today, I thought there was a lot of things I didn't want to do today that I did. I'm so glad I did them. And this is probably a longer conversation, but I just want to bring it here. We'll just leave it out there and we'll revisit it and on another potty. First thing that happened today I didn't want to do, and some days I feel like getting up, I didn't want to get out of bed today. I was feeling so comfy and my husband wasn't up and I was just lying there.
Don't you love it when your husband's not up?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was great. It's just, but I knew I had to get up and I was thinking, man, just half an hour lying there. But no, I was like, okay, I don't want to get
pick
up.
Of all the reasons.
So random.
But I
don't
got
you
up.
Love it
okay.
when your husband's
I'm
not
gonna
up.
I'm going to listen.
What?
Number one.
He's always off and up and at the hemp plant.
Number one, I did not want to get up. I did it. We all go through that, right? Number two, I didn't want to go and make my husband's breakfast and lunch. It felt annoying to me. I did it. So glad I did it. Number three.
He's not going to be eating at the only restaurant in Centerville.
Number three, I did not want to exercise today. Didn't. Nope. I did it. Number four was I did not. I really didn't want to make that bed. It was staring at me. It was worse today because I didn't make it yesterday. Yesterday was a crazy day. And today, those thoughts came into my head like, you're not really in bed, maker, are you? Just leave it. Just leave it. Go back to your old ways. Go back. And then I was like, no, I'm that girl who makes her bed. I made it. Took me 45 seconds. Made it. Then I was on my way to my potty. And guess what? I did want to come to the potty. But all that to say, I was thinking, sometimes we can get on the pity pot when it comes to food and the Trim Healthy Mama journey and say, but I just don't want to, I don't want to do that. I don't want to take the time to chop up a salad, or I don't want to have protein for my breakfast. I really want my cereal. I just want it. And you can give yourselves license for these things in the other Christmas parts of your life. But there's so much of value that you're already doing in your own life that you don't want to do. You're getting up in the morning, you're having a shower, you're brushing your teeth, all those things you don't really want to do. They're valuable. Why aren't you, if you feel like you just can't stick to this, right? Why aren't you giving yourself the same no out?
I agree. And you know, once you're in it though, once you're, sometimes it only takes a few seconds, but say a couple of minutes in, you're starting to enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. It's when you're in there. Even when I started the exercise, yeah, I was actually having fun. I was exercising to you and Serena in our work, you and me.
You and Serena, there's two of me.
I was exercising to myself and Serena in our work-ins, and I started having fun because, man,
you know,
ridiculous.
Eating the way I've been eating now, I found the same thing. You know, I don't want to stop because I have to actually take more time for food than I ever have before.
Yeah.
You know, I was just throwing burritos in the microwave, right, going through drive-thrus, and I was trying to get the right stuff as I went through. But at the end of the day, like, man, it just wasn't like fresh garden stuff and fish and meat, you know, it was packaged, put together by somebody else. And I was under this whole like modern idea that we just don't have the time anymore. And that's one thing that I've had to accept now is I have to make time to take care of myself.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Absolutely. And I was in the whole, and the thing that made me wake up was suffering in my body. And yeah, I think that's why a lot of people listen to this show is they're suffering in some way in their mm-hmm. body. And look, if that's you, the answer is take the time to do the right stuff.
Yeah, and take the time and let me just throw this out, Pearl, and then you get
no,
back on
ahead.
It.
No, go ahead. I'm talking.
As you take the time, the initial thing though was to just jump in the cold water mm-hmm. because lately I've been bready nutty cheesing and then, but I had this thing at night and I've talked to you guys about it before where I like to have like a trimmy and then a bunch of fresh yummy celery, fresh yummy, like a bunch of raw vegetables. Just I don't even need to count it at night. I just eat it, you know, it's because I shouldn't be eating, but I'm up. So I eat that. And sometimes I just have to dive in and take that first bite. And after I've taken that first bite, I'm like, this is yum. I was born a rabbit. This is delicious, crunchy, refreshing. Tastes like candy and I love it.
Well, and
but
now,
before that first bite, all I want to do is have heat up a leftover piece of lasagna.
Right.
Even if it's Trim Healthy Mama lasagna, but I want the big, fatty, cheesy, beefy, big gulps of stuff.
Well, that's where the Instant Pot or any pressure cooker has really helped me. Is I can take a piece of fish from frozen, put it in that thing, and in like 7 minutes I've got fish on top of a salad or next to broccoli. I've even figured out all the little tricks, like 6 minutes just the fish and then add broccoli for one more minute just to steam the broccoli. Mm. And dude, you got that. That's I just go to that over and over.
So I feel like, you know, you said if I didn't have to eat, I wouldn't, all that. But I think it's a changing, like we had that, I'm that girl who loves to. And this morning I was doing that, I'm that girl. No, you know, I didn't want to exercise, but yes, I wouldn't let that out happen. I was like, no, I'm that girl who exercises.
Pearl.
It's just a forcing of myself. And when I proclaim it, I do it.
Yeah.
I did it accidentally and didn't realize it till you just said the phrase, I'm that girl.
Okay.
I literally, in my brain, I said this because I was going fast because I'm in a routine now. I know where the salt's at, which I know women are laughing like, what? Big achievement.
No. Yeah,
you
there,
found
though.
The salt in your kitchen. Well, if you knew my story.
Right.
So Anyways, you know, I know where everything's at. You know, I know how to even, while the stuff's cooking, make my limeade drinks.
I'm proud of you, Dan. Right?
So here's the phrase that was in my head.
Yeah.
It was like someone was saying it. No, it was a person watching my cooking show.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist, but in my head, it was
okay.
happening.
Yeah.
And someone watching said, he's the kind of guy that knows his way around the kitchen.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So now that's your identity.
It totally became my, and like in that moment, because I was going fast all of a sudden, and I know how to chop fast now. Right. You know, you can chop those veggies up.
Oh, you could see yourself with your own cooking network show, couldn't you?
Dude, I was in the zone.
Dan, it might be a thing one time. You never know.
Who knows?
Oh, man, that's so exciting. But I totally agree with you, Pearl. I'm amening you the whole way. It's just, it's almost like you got to put yourself on the autopilot on some of this stuff. You can't allow yourself.
No, you can allow yourself an out. Why are you allowing yourself an out when it comes to healthy eating when you're not allowing yourself an out when it comes to either brushing your teeth or getting up in the morning?
Or you, checking the oil in your car.
You get up in the morning.
Do, putting a load of laundry
okay,
in.
So it's just like, hey, I'm that girl who gets up in the morning. We all are that girl, right? But I am that girl who takes the 5 minutes to do a little prep. Now that's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
I love that.
And I will always be that girl who makes her bed. I'm not perfect. Like yesterday I messed up, right? But does that make me that girl who just can't get it right? No.
No.
No. I'm that girl that bounces back and makes her bed.
Well, you're also the girl that is not a perfectionist psycho that beats herself up with shame. You're the girl that's going for the long haul. You're the girl that's going for the sustainable approach. Like, you know, I had to go to the hospital the other day with one of my toddlers who knocked his teeth, you know, knocked the nerves dead, and they needed to remove the teeth. So we had to go to the doggies. And so I was just there all day and I didn't get a chance to exercise. And the perfectionist side of me, because I'm the opposite end of Pearl,
right,
says, when you go home tonight at 7:30 after dinner, when the children, when you put the toddlers to sleep, you should go up and do a workout.
Wow, I've never had that thought.
I would have done that.
I've never had that thought.
Years prior to Pearl helping me heal and then the Lord, I would have done that. But I told myself, you know what, Serene, you're that girl who's going to have a sustainable approach to exercise. You're that girl that lets life get in the way.
Yeah.
But you're that girl that just keeps a general habit of movement.
Oh, I love that.
See, I have to talk myself the other way because I can get too stricty psycho. So if you're listening.
That's beautiful.
And you're the other person who actually has to talk yourself into being more balanced.
Oh, man,
I told myself
good.
This morning after I did one of our little workouts, I told my brain said, you sat down the other day at the hospital all day. You should go do at least another half. And my brain has said, no, you're that girl that's balanced.
Oh,
we should start
it.
This podcast at the 30-minute mark.
Yeah.
And just do a good quick 7 minutes.
Do you think a whole bunch of people we lost halfway through?
No one even is listening to this.
I don't know.
Here's the meat, and yet they couldn't
you're
get
that
through.
Girl that listens to the end of the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're listening, you certainly are.
I feel like we
Bruce,
really
you're
brought
that guy that listens to
I
death.
Feel like we really like hit it out of the park at the end here.
Well,
I know I'm encouraged.
We got our 8 minutes in.
Yeah. So, hey, we'll see you again next week. And we'll see you on Saturday.
Hey.
And now I've got to go pee. Trim off the mom on my way. And then I'll be trim off the mama to stay.